Baltimore and University of South Florida. And her presentation will be on a profile of intimate partner violence survivors, women who can access care for their children and not themselves.
I don't have any personal financial relationships or anything to disclose. And this travel was funded by the Sharp Award Program at the University of South Florida. So a little bit of background on what ChildMed is. It's a kind of unique service delivery of a collaboration between legal and social services that help provide resources to women and their children leaving violent situations. And although there's a lot of data regarding healthcare of people currently in violent situations, there isn't a lot out there about people that have left violent situations. So it's important to help address the healthcare issues because poor health is a barrier to leaving an abusive partner and it's a barrier to establishing a good quality of life after leaving. And just so you know, there are men that are in the program, but there's only 5, so they weren't involved in the analysis that I'm going to be discussing because there wasn't any significance to the data. So the purpose of this was to investigate women who cannot access care for themselves, but they can access health care for their children. And it was compared to the general child net population. So the Global History Questionnaire was completed by ChildNet clients when entering the program and when leaving the program. It's about 18 months between pretest and post-test, and it's a self-report instrument that was developed for the ChildNet program. And they answered quality of life questions and things regarding health care for themselves and barriers that can be involved in the health care delivery, like transportation and housing. And frequency and bivariate analyses were run to compare the barriers and investigate the healthcare issues. So there were 202 clients involved in the analysis, with 95 reporting difficulty accessing healthcare for themselves at pretest, which decreased to 75 at post-test. And of the 95, 60 reported no difficulty accessing healthcare for their children. Here table of the demographics. On the left is the people that had difficulty accessing health care for themselves, and right is the general child net population. So in terms of Medicaid coverage, there were a lot less clients with no access than the general child net population in terms of being able to get Medicaid, but their children were able to get Medicaid. 28% of clients had difficulty accessing care, but their children had Medicaid, compared to 52 clients in the general child net population that had Medicaid. Clients had less difficulty accessing Medicaid for their children. For example, 46% of clients reported that their children were on Medicaid, but they were not, and this increased to 56% at post-test. And for all ChildNet clients, approximately 30% were not on Medicaid, even though their children were. In terms of private insurance, there were overall, for the entire population, not many people were accessing private insurance. And the subgroup was even lower, with 16% of people in the subgroup having access to private insurance. There was a very big racial disparity in terms of private insurance as well. In comparison to the general child net population, 8% of Hispanic people were able to access private insurance, going to 35% for the general population. And for the black population, 0% of this subgroup had access to private insurance, with 37% of the subgroup, the general population. And there were no major racial differences in Medicaid coverage. It wasn't as pronounced as private insurance. So in terms of health problems, the highest risk group of women, those with health problems for both themselves and their children, were women who had the most problems accessing health care. In terms of parenting stress and depression, both for stress and depression in the past 6 months, they had high rates in terms of accessing care, 68% versus the general population of 56. And falling in that area, clients with difficulty accessing care for themselves were more likely to experience parental stress and depression. So individuals who are most vulnerable are those that also have the hardest time getting access to care. And this is a significant barrier for leaving domestic violence situations as well if they're not able to access health care. And the high levels of stress lead to more health problems. So if the purpose of interventions is to prevent women from returning to violent situations, targeting this barrier of health care is really important. So the implications are that clients within the subgroup have more barriers, although they are able to access health care for their children. And in addition, they are high risk in terms of the interventions to address problems that may affect their quality of life, ability to sustain an independent household with their children. So it's definitely a barrier to independence. And because we have an opportunity to reach the children through the health care, this can be a way to target an intervention to also get health care to the parents through the systems of maternal and child health, and pediatricians and primary care.